From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Taylor Kinnerup. Boone County's prescription drug take-back event broke last year's record as it collected nearly 1,000 pounds of unused medication over the weekend. The program is held twice a year and has averaged 500 to 600 pounds of medication per event, but this year's surpassed last April's record. Major Tom Redden from Boone County Sheriff's Department says the event's popularity keeps growing.
In 2010, we collected maybe something over 100 pounds, 120 pounds worth of meds. But this thing has grown, and it's become hugely popular. And I get phone calls months ahead of the events wanting to know, hey, when's your next one, and all this other kind of stuff.
The next drug take-back will occur sometime in spring 2018. The collected medication is taken to incineration facilities throughout the county, where it is safely destroyed. Missouri is appealing a ruling that the state owes $26.3 million to more than 3,000 people who are blind, who were underpaid by the Department of Social Services Blind Pension Fund. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reports that Attorney General Josh Hawley's office filed a notice Monday that it would appeal a Cole County judge's decision. The appeal is the fifth in a decade-long case over a fund that was established in the 1920s to provide a social safety net for the blind. It currently pays 3,000 Missourians roughly $728 a month for a special levy on property taxes. In 2006, the Missouri Council for the Blind sued the state for using money from the fund for other expenses. Attorney General Josh Hawley is subpoenaing three companies that distribute opioids across the country. St. Louis Public Radio's Marshall Griffin reports.
The subpoenas were issued to AmerisourceBergen, Bergen, Cardinal Health, and McKesson Corporation. As opioid overdoses rise across the country, Hawley is accusing the companies of putting profits ahead of patient health.
This is how federal and state laws require these distributors to report any suspicious activity. But among other facts, the sheer volume of opioids that they have delivered to multiple locations is inherently suspicious.
Hawley says refusal to cooperate could result in lawsuits being filed against the three opioid distributors. A separate suit was filed in St. Louis earlier this year against three companies that manufacture opioids. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin, St. Louis Public Radio.
Former longtime Missouri basketball coach Norm Stewart will be honored with a statue outside Mizzou Arena. This afternoon, the Board of Curators voted to authorize the statue of Stewart, who coached at Missouri for 32 seasons. The Columbia, Missourian Report's athletic director Jim Stirk said funds are in hand for the $196,000 project. Stirk says more than $218,000 have already been raised and donors pledged an additional $76,000. Any excess money will be used for the basketball program and facility improvements. Stewart coached the team to 8 Big 8 conference championships and 6 conference tournament titles. I'm Taylor Kinnerup, KBIA News, Columbia.